convict him, bar him from future service, have the prosecutors, the local prosecutors in New York, pursue him for the fraudster that he was before he ever became president, lock him up for the garden variety frauds he did there.
We got whistleblowers coming out of the woodwork, and we're funneling it into the right governmental offices to do the right things. And let me tell you, these people are busted. And so for Jim Comey, that's what I said earlier. Jim, if you get this message, start thinking about what you're gonna give up, because you're gonna give up some of your freedom, because you're gonna go to jail. You must go to jail because of what you did.
A house of cards, the whistleblowers are already flooding in, the auto pen, they have it all. What they don't have is enough prosecutors that have intestinal fortitude, because this is a war. So now we've breached the next level of victory. We're not on the beach now. We're getting deep in, but now the Battle of the Bulge is about to happen, okay?
The shadowy corridors of Washington are buzzing with panicked desperation.
You know, I don't see any case against me. I have looked back on all of my actions and decisions, and with John Durham, the special counsel, and others that have looked at what we did, it was certainly consistent with our legal authorities and with the law. So I don't know what, you know, they're referring to there. Individuals who used to work in the government, even if their security clearances were revoked, they could be subpoenaed. They could be, you know, called to provide testimony in support of whatever allegations they have. I don't see a case there.
They have shattered this norm, and many people who work in the Justice Department feel like they can no longer function there and are trying to leave. And same with the FBI. And they are worried about what comes next. They are worried about what they're leaving behind and who's doing those jobs now. But
the Republican administrations I've worked for would not in a million years do something like this. It's true for Democratic administrations as well.
Many of his followers agree with this. And I am thinking to myself, how is it that you can call yourself American or patriotic when you literally don't understand who we are as Americans?
Comey now finds himself ensnared in a web of his own making, allegations of mishandling classified intel and orchestrating leaks to undermine a presidency, a move that reeks of deep state treason.
How involved do you believe Barack Obama was in Crossfire Hurricane?
He was up to his neck.
Do you believe that any of this new information implicates former President Obama in criminal behavior?
The evidence that we have found and that we have released directly point to President Obama leading the manufacturing of this intelligence assessment. There are multiple pieces of evidence and intelligence that confirm that fact. When you look at the intent behind creating a fake manufactured intelligence document that directly contradicts multiple assessments that were created by the intelligence community, the expressed intent and what followed afterward can only be described as a years-long coup and a treasonous conspiracy against the American people, our republic, and an attempt to undermine President Trump's administration.
His own words shackling him to his lies.
Information, unverified, that related to an allegation that he was with prostitutes in a hotel in Moscow and that the Russians had videotaped it. I didn't go into the rest of it. I thought that was notice enough.
Uh-huh. So you didn't mention the salacious detail of the two prostitutes getting up on the bed that the Obamas had stayed in because it was the presidential suite engaging in some water play. You didn't mention that at all.
I thought I'd served enough notice without going to that part.
Okay.
Yet the left, in a brazen display of hypocrisy, rallies to his defense, decrying the pursuit of accountability as a witch hunt, while conveniently ignoring the tyrannical political sideshow America just witnessed under AutoPen President Joe Biden. This is no mere pushback. It's a calculated gambit by the deep state's loyal foot soldiers to protect one of their own and their own skins at the same time. But it is also evidence that the Podesta playbook will not shy away from the Hail Mary of false flag terror and assassination. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
All right, folks, that is the latest from John Bound. Find and share that video at InfoWars.com. I'm Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex Jones today. We're going to go live to the press conference out of Grand Blanc where the church shooting happened earlier today. Short break. Stay where you are.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing. friend meat eating son of a gun, loving son, loving hot blooded Texian, two stepping outlaw 3-1, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Sunday evening, September 28th, 2025. And, yeah, I don't know how we're going to get to everything we need to today. Just over the last 2 days, the number of things that have happened is really astronomical. Of course, we're going to cover the latest attack against Christians in this country, the shooting at a Grand Blanc Mormon church in Minneapolis, or Michigan, I believe. We're going to go to that press conference here in just a second. But there was another shooting that we should probably get into in South Carolina. We also have, of course, the incredibly violent and insane, chaotic protests at ICE facilities outside of Chicago, in Broadview, Illinois, as well as Portland, Oregon. We'll talk about that and the response from the Trump administration, as they seem to be taking this at least a little bit more seriously than they were. I think they could take it even more seriously, but we'll get into that. We'll talk about this superintendent that was fired for being, or was discovered that he was an illegal immigrant, and the just incredible layers of absurdity that go into that story. Just wait for that one if you don't know what I'm talking about. You will. And then we've got Elon Musk responding to his name being associated with Jeffrey Epstein. The media is playing fast and loose with this one. We'll tell you all about that. The UK is introducing digital ID. We're going to have to get into that, too. I mean, I got more news than I even know what to do with. And I say that anyway on a normal day. But Alex actually really wanted to come to the show today, and he was preparing to do the show today. He had a family emergency, unfortunately. He's okay, but he wasn't able to make it today. And so we both have his preparations for the show and my preparations for the show. So I've got twice as much information as I could ever get to. And I usually have too much information when it's just me. So I'm going to try to get to as much of it as possible. But as we speak, they are giving a press conference live about this shooting earlier today at a LDS, a Mormon church in Michigan. Let's go to that press conference and hear the latest as the police report it.
I'm going to provide an update from the incident that we spoke about earlier today. It occurred at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at 10:25 a.m. I want to talk about our officer's response. That call came out at 10:25 a.m. and 32 seconds. We had officers on scene at 10:25 and 57 seconds. The suspect, again, we're in the preliminary stages right now, was neutralized at 10:33, 44 in the parking lot of that church. That suspect is a 40-year-old male from the city of Burton, who we identified as Thomas Jacob Sanford. That's Thomas Jacob Sanford, S-A-N-F-O-R-D. Currently where we're at, an update, I gave you 10 victims who were victims of gunshot. Since then, we have two victims who are now deceased. One additional one had died at a local hospital. And again, that suspect is deceased as well. Seven other victims at this time are in stable condition. One is in critical condition. Now, for the reunification, I had a question earlier about, hey, where can people call to see if their loved one is okay at the reunification center? I want to provide a number for you for that. It's 248-705-7352. Also, I know that our community is hurting right now, and we want to provide some resources for our community moving forward. At the Genesis Athletic Club in Grand Blanc for Monday and Tuesday.
All right,
from
so they're
going to
give some information for the locals there. If the crew can just keep an eye on that and let me know if they start talking about more information about the shooting, which I'm sure they will in just a moment. But yeah, it's just another. It's another attack. Another attack against Christians in this country, against a church, this time the Mormon church, during a Sunday service, just before we went live here. And, you know, I don't think any of this will be contradicted by the press conference, but this is from Gateway Pundit. Grand Blanc police chief shares details of Mormon church shooter, two dead, including shooter, eight gunshot victims hospitalized, claims more victims trapped inside burning church may still be found. And yeah, the church was set on fire. What we've been told about this is that a man drove a truck into the church, and there are images of this being posted. He had American flags flying out the back, because apparently that's something that the left has figured out, that if you just give sort of bare minimum appearance that you might be MAGA, then the entire media will blame MAGA for their own deaths, for our own deaths. You know, we get attacked, we get assaulted, we get murdered, and then they say, well, this is MAGA for you. They're killing each other. And of course, I don't even think it dignifies a response, but that is what they're trying to do. And again, guys, if they get into more information during the press conference, let's go to that. But of course, they always start the press conference, and more people have noticed this recently. I heard people start to mention this sort of around the time of the Charlie Kirk murder, but for years I've been pointing out, it always grates on me that no matter what happens, no matter what the shooting is, no matter what the devastating situation is, the police always spend about 5 to 10 minutes patting themselves on the back and telling everybody what a great job they did and how it's definitely not their fault and they did everything perfectly, exactly right, and there was nothing they could have done better. So it's a strategy they have. They do it literally every single time. Once you start noticing it, you will not be able to not notice it every single time. At a press conference moments ago, Grand Blanc Township Police Chief William Rainey identified the suspect of the mass shooting inside the Mormon church. It's a 40-year-old man from Burton, a neighboring city just outside Grand Blanc, around 60 miles north of Detroit. Chief Rainey said the gunman, a 40-year-old male from nearby Burton, Michigan, drove his vehicle into the church and began to open fire on parishioners inside. The shooter was shot and killed by local law enforcement, including an armed DNR agent who was killed by the exchange of fire with officers. The suspect was killed in the exchange of fire with officers. The police chief has confirmed that the 10 gunshot victims were transported to local hospitals, and the one of the victims has died from his injuries by the gunman. And I believe that remains the only deceased victim. I believe that's what I heard the police chief said, because he said there were two deceased, but I believe he was including the shooter in that, leaving seven injured plus one critically injured, so eight injured total, two dead, including the shooter. So I'm glad it wasn't worse. I'm glad that, you know, I was seeing things about 10 people dying. That apparently has not been true. So 10 victims, at least two dead, eight others injured is what we have total here. But this is, again, just the latest. I mean, we cannot go 4 days without an attack on Christians or white people or Republicans. We're in a war. I mean, we've been saying this forever, but I hope we're all realizing this is the opening stage of a war. And it doesn't mean that, you know, we're in Ukraine and, you know, everything's being destroyed, but we are getting there. That is the trajectory that we're on. That is the ultimate place that we're headed. And this is, again, the frustration with the Trump administration in this instance, but the FBI for decades. They're letting it get out of control. They're letting it get to a point where any intervention is going to end up in total catastrophe. If we intervene right now, we have the best possible chance of you know, shutting down this insane leftist violence without it spiraling into a major civil war. Every day we waylay, every day they get to operate with functionally total immunity, we get a step closer to total conflagration and just the entire country going down. Intervene now at its nascent stage, intervene now and snuff it out while it's still a spark, and it won't become the raging inferno that they all want it to become. Which again is why we have been insisting continually for a very long time, but obviously the calls are ramping up over the past little while. We've got to have the federal government take action on this. Something. There's got to be something done. We do not have to be victims, and we are not going to stand being victims of this for any longer. So we're getting more information about this guy. What was it? Thomas Jacob. You guys bring that up again. I want to read his name and get some of his information. Thomas Jacob, Jake Bob? Jack Bob? Is that a misspelling? Thomas Jack Bob Sanford? That's a typo, so it's Jacob. Thomas Jacob Sanford, Marine and Iraq War veteran. And there he is with taking a picture of what looks like a son or maybe a nephew holding up a duck in hunting gear. So I guess we'll find out more about this guy as, you know, more information comes out. But it's not a coincidence that it's yet another attack on a church. I mean, how many has that been this year? 4 or 5, maybe, if I'm remembering correctly. Only the ones that are sort of the most devastating. Christianity is under attack. America is under attack. Our foundational principles are under literal attack. Pretty much continually at this point. And again, I'm just not seeing the seriousness from the federal government that I'm seeing from people like me and just normal people who are absolutely infuriated at what's going on. And again, feeling fairly helpless because we still exist in a world where they get to attack with impunity. But if you try to fight back, you think you're going to get away with it? Absolutely not. Now, things are changing, apparently, seemingly. And we're seeing ICE actually take a more aggressive stance with some of the protesters, and we'll get to that in just a second. But we do have some other information about this shooting in particular. I can go to a press conference earlier today. Again, if they start taking questions, we'll go to that live press conference and get you the latest. But let's go to clip 69 here. This is the Grand Blanc police chief talking about the shooting that happened at this Church of Latter-day Saints earlier today. Let's watch.
That we're going to talk about here today, as I said, was happening at 10:25 a.m. at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is located at 4285 McCandless Road. During this incident, what we know right now is that a 40-year-old suspect from Burton, he's a male, he drove his vehicle through the front doors of the church. He then exited his vehicle, firing several rounds at individuals within the church. 10 gunshot victims have been transported to local hospitals at this time, including one who has been deceased. Officers who were trained immediately responded to the area. One was a DNR officer, and then one was a Grand Blanc Township officer, where they met the suspect and they engaged in gunfire with that particular individual, neutralizing that suspect, and that suspect is no longer with us. As I said, it is a 40-year-old male from Burton. During all this incident as well, there was a fire that occurred, and we believe that that was deliberately set by the suspect. We do believe that we will find additional victims once we have that scene secure.
So again, I don't know how much more of this we have to take before we recognize and establish these patterns for ourselves. We don't have to actually be told that we're under threat. We know that we're under threat. And I say that because for a lot of Americans, they genuinely have to be told. They don't know that they're under threat because the TV has not told them that they're under threat yet. And if it doesn't come out of the TV, how could it possibly be true? The TV is not going to report that you're under a threat. It's going to report all of these instances as if they are A, totally unconnected, disconnected with anything else. They're not a part of a larger trend. They're just bizarre, singular events that have to be siloed and not discussed in connection with any other cases. And then two, they're going to claim it's mental illness. I don't know, maybe this guy had a beef with this specific church. And then they'll do that over and over and over again. So you get instance after instance after instance of radical leftist, transgender activists, whoever this guy is, attacking churches, trying to kill innocent people at Sunday service. And they'll say every single time it's something totally different, totally random, totally unassociated with all the other times it happens. Now, what a coincidence, right? What a series of coincidences this is. And like I've explained a million times, when the media wants to establish a trend in people's minds, they're able to do it with literally nothing in some cases, or just the bare minimum amount of evidence that in no way suggests a trend. The obvious thing to point to would be George Floyd dies because of an overdose. The video is caught on camera. It looks like a brutal killing by police. And suddenly that becomes the police are hunting black men because they're racist. Okay. One data point gets extrapolated to be not just a trend, but like a total, you know, war against black people by police. And, you know, the world moves to try to correct the problem that doesn't exist. Meanwhile, we've got attack after attack after attack. Feels like once a week, a church is being, people are being murdered at church. And nobody seems to recognize that this is a pattern, that this is something that should concern us. And I hate to do the obvious thing. I hate to do the imagine if it was the other way around thing once again. But really, imagine if it was literally any other group of people. I don't even have to point to one group of people. Anybody else. Anybody. We don't even have to imagine it. We don't even have to speculate. What happens when a crazy gunman goes and shoots up a synagogue? It becomes a national story of how the Jewish people or the Jewish faith is under attack, and the government moves to correct that, and tens of millions of dollars of, you know, security benefits are sent to Jewish groups by the government. Same thing happens if a Muslim gets attacked or a mosque gets attacked. It also gets extrapolated out to be, wow, see, white people are so evil, Christians are so evil, you know, we really need to deal with this attack on Islam, this Islamophobia that's taking us down. If it's an attack on gay people, then it becomes, oh my gosh, this is, it's a part of a wider trend of attacks on gay people, and gay people's safety has to be upheld, and we have to have congressional hearings about it. If it was an attack on a, I don't know, Planned Parenthood or any other leftist organization, it would be a part of the growing specter of right-wing terrorism. For some reason, when it's an attack on right-wingers, when it's an attack on churches, when it's an attack on Republicans, it becomes, oh, a crazy guy. He's just crazy. That guy's just nuts. He's not, it's not reflective of some wider trend. It's not part of a pattern, a series of events. No, it's just a unique event, totally unique, that we don't have to worry about or care about or pay attention to. And obviously, that's not the case when you're watching us, because we're able to identify, recognize, and then tell you about patterns on our own with our own volition and, you know, cognitive capability. But for the vast majority of normies out there, it's in one ear and out the other. Oh, an attack on a church. That's so sad. Anyway, who's playing today? Oh, they're playing in Dublin. That's exciting. You got to just be able to see this stuff for yourself. I'll lay it out for you, but hopefully you can, come to your own conclusions. And I see people dissing the LDS church, and it's like, do you think these people care? I mean, we'll find out what the story is behind this guy. If I had to guess, he probably just hated Christians. He's probably just a radicalized leftist out of the many that we've seen in the last not too long period of time. But, maybe he's got a specific thing about this church. Maybe it's a specific thing about the Mormons. I don't know. It could be. Regardless, I'd say for the vast majority of these people, do you think it really matters to them what type of Christian you are? Do you think they care about doctrinal differences between Catholics and Protestants? Or do you think they hate all of us equally and want us all dead equally? Now is not the time for interdenominational disputes, okay? Now is the time for unity in the face of a legion of demons that's trying to destroy us. So I don't want to hear anything about LDS being heretics or whatever else. They're Christians, they're our brothers, they're Americans, and they're being targeted because they're Christians, because they're Americans, and yeah, because they're Mormon. I imagine. I'm going to assume that. I'm just going to assume this wasn't a coincidence. I'm sure we'll find out more. And it's actually getting so bad at this point, Axios, the left-wing rag, has had to admit left-wing terrorism climbs to 30-year high. And, of course, even how they're counting this is completely asinine and ridiculous, totally absurd. And we cover this over and over. The way that they categorize right-wing violence is basically any attack against a church, any attack against the state, they consider as anti-state, aka right-wing violence. Anybody who has a swastika tattoo that commits a crime gets labeled under right-wing violence. But you won't find things like the, what was it, Waukesha Christmas parade? Crazy dude driving through a crowd of, again, white Christian people during a Christmas parade, an attack on a holiday, a religious celebration. That doesn't get included. In fact, if anything, they probably included that in the right-wing terrorism, because I'm pretty sure the guy claimed to be a sovereign citizen when it was time for him to represent himself in court. And so they put out these utterly fraudulent data sets that even just cursory glance at these data sets reveals how just ridiculous they are, how the metrics by which they judge whether something is political attack and whether it's right wing or left wing. It's just pure propaganda. It's pure propaganda. It means absolutely nothing. And yet it becomes the talking point lodged in the head of left wingers the country over. I have to just express my, in a way, befuddled admiration for their ability to get totally false things just implanted, you know, irrevocably in the minds of left-wingers that then goes on to give them the internal justification they need to carry out attacks against right-wingers. Because despite the fact that left-wingers are on a total rampage right now, just murdering people constantly and celebrating it and bragging about it. In fact, I have a video here from End Wokeness. These are not revolutionaries. These are regular leftists you see every day advocating for murder. Guys, we have that. Do we have that video? Because I want to go to that. Because again, every once in a while you get a. I don't want to call him an honest leftist, but a leftist who's not quite as good at concealing their true beliefs as some of the people in power. And so I'll go to that. We'll find the video and I'll go to it. Like I said, I've got 80 videos. Yeah, this is the one I want to go to. How long is this? Can we have time to get to it? I'll get to it in the next one. I'm going to get to it in the next one because I'm going to get to everything that's happening with the ICE protest in Broadview, Illinois, as well as Portland, Oregon. The insanity of Antifa acting as if they're untouchable, protesting lawful, you know, law enforcement activity as if they're standing up against the Gestapo and receiving their just reward for it, which in some cases is pepper balls, some cases it's tear gas, and in especially invigorating cases, they're getting stomped into the concrete because they absolutely deserve it. And they need to learn this lesson very quickly. And apparently they are. Apparently, a lot of Antifa members that for the past decade or so have been very outspoken and prevalent in the online discussion are hastily trying to delete their digital footprint. It's not that easy. In fact, it's way too late. See, you guys have acted as if you're above the law for the last 10 years, and that's all going to come back and bite you in the ass. At least I pray it will. At least for the sake of our country's continuing existence, you have to be held to account. And so we'll get to what that looks like on the other side, and I'll show you a lot of videos, many of which I find extremely entertaining. So pop your popcorn now, folks. We'll be right back after this short break. Remember to go to thealexjonesstore.com to support absolutely everything that we're doing here. Thealexjonesstore.com. Support us now at the turning of the tide. We'll return in just over 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, and coming to you live this Sunday evening, the 28th of September, 2025, the leftist insurrection, the color revolution is well and truly on. And of course, we've been telling you this was their plan since they originally made it in 2020, the Podesta plan. But it's really just an update to what you might call the Cloward and Piven plan. It's the plan to just cause enough chaos that it forces a response from the federal government, so you can then claim that response is fascism, increase the chaos, increase the division, eventually leading to the literal overthrow of the federal government that they are planning, by the way, for May Day 2028. And we've been covering this on the War Room quite a bit. They're not shy about this. They're actually sort of advertising it. There's something called SALT, which is like salting the – it's a strategy that Antifa is pursuing, and Antifa is just an umbrella term, the leftist terrorists that are organizing behind the scenes to overthrow the federal government, like I said. We'll just call them Antifa as shorthand. The Antifa groups are salting professions where they're hiring people specifically to unionize in places that don't have unions and to join unions, places that already do have unions, in order to encourage and support the full spectrum shutdown that they're planning in 2028. And I'm telling you, they're literally advertising this. It is being headed by the UAW union, which is the United Auto Workers, but it's also, they also have like teachers unions under that umbrella. It's very weird how the whole union system works in this country. But even places like Amazon and I think Walmart doesn't have a union. Places that don't have unions, they're putting people in these positions, like people that already work there are hiring their friends specifically to agitate for unionization, to create unions, because they're planning on having all of the unions that they can get under their control, all ending their contracts on the same day, May Day 2028. And what they plan is to have an entire economic shutdown where they bring the entire economy of the United States to a grinding halt by shutting down every single industry they can get their hands on, and basically holding us hostage until they get their leftist programs installed, including universal health care and open borders and all that stuff. So, like, actual literal sedition, literal insurrection, they don't have a right to do that. They don't have a right to use the unions, which are ostensibly or set up to protect workers' rights. They hijack that and then use it to hold the economy hostage until we do what they say. I mean, that's what they're resorting to because they can't actually win at the ballot box. They can't actually make arguments to support their ideas, so nobody votes for them. So their, I guess, method of last resort is to literally hijack the entire country's economy, go on strike all at exactly the same time, and say, we're not letting up until you give us everything that we want. And as I've talked about this on the War Room, it's more or less exactly the same playbook that the communists ran in Germany in 1918. Of course, at that time, Germany was involved in World War One, and so it made it that much more, you know, intense and drastic and urgent when you have, you know, a war economy and the people in your factories are going on strike because they've all been, you know, driven mad by the socialist agitators that Russia sent over after Germany sent Lenin over to take it over. It's a complicated issue, but at the end of the day, this is what a communist revolution, this is what a communist revolution looks like. Cut and dry, plain and simple, get into the unions, use the unions to shut down the economy, use that to get, you know, a compromise from your government. But if it all goes south, then you have people in all these unions sprinkled in every American city that can all become little Soviets, little committees to take over the, you know, function of the municipal government there. It's what they did in Germany in 1918, and they're doing it now, and they're getting ready for it now, and they're preparing for it, and we still have a little under 3 years before the plan, you know, is activated. But should we wait until then, or should we stop it now? Should we intervene and interfere in this, or are we going to wait until they actually do it before we want to respond? I mean, it's the easiest solution in the world. Just stop them before they get going. Stop the snowball before it stops rolling down the hill. It'll be a simple matter of stopping these people. They are collaborating right out in the open. We've shown you videos of it. Salting. They call it salting. There's websites where you can go to where they tell you how to do this and explain that they're doing it and that they're recruiting other people to do it. But then on top of that, showed another video on War Room earlier this week of some of these leftist agitators, these Antifa types, actually choosing a color for their color revolution. They're sitting there, they're going, okay, next on the agenda, what color are we going to do? I like purple because it's kind of blue and red, but it's a mix, so it's not either one. That'd be really good to play to, like, you know, we can pretend that we represent all Americans. Somebody else is like, well, people are already using black and yellow, so maybe we can just co-opt that and adopt that. They're, and I'm trying not to overuse the word literally, but I need to get you to understand that I'm not talking in generalities. I'm not talking in vagaries. I'm telling you what they are literally doing. They are literally choosing a color for their ongoing color revolution. This is the way they overthrow governments. This is the way they conduct regime change. They've had success doing this all over Eastern Europe, all over Africa and Asia, and now they're doing it here. They are running a regime change operation here in America. Are we going to let them do that, or should we intervene and stop it before it gets to the violent stage? I know where I stand, and I imagine most thinking Americans stand along with me. But not all of them. Not all of them. Well, I don't know. I said thinking Americans. There are still plenty of unthinking Americans. There are still plenty of NPCs out there being guided by forces they don't understand and probably aren't even aware exist. let's go to this video. It's a woman wrapped in a Ukraine flag, because of course she is, because that is just the latest pride flag to be introduced. Clip 16, was it? Liberal protester being very moderate and showing why her side are just the good guys. Let's watch.
I don't want to be a violent person, but in this case, I feel like that we just need to, I hate to say the word, but assassinate him.
What was your reaction this July when the assassin almost got Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania? Happy that he missed, or happy that it happened?
No, happy that it happened. And too bad that it wasn't in the head.
What was your reaction in July when an assassin came an inch away from ending Trump?
Disappointment that they didn't follow through. They missed.
That shot?
Yeah.
I thought, oh my God. It could have been wonderful.
If he'd been shot.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I can sum it up in one word.
Drad that it happened, or drad that it missed?
Drad that it missed. I won't lie.
I do not support violence in any way. I think I'm going to let you finish it, Charles.
Well, I'm so shy and reserved. My thought was, if he had a good scope instead of a red dot, we would not be going through this. I can see that he had to be here. That was an act of a patriot as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, Boomer. Okay, boomers, you notice how they're all boomers, right? And again, we've explained this a million times, and this has been the case since Trump got inaugurated the second time, all the Tesla protests, they were mostly boomers. And people laughed at that, and they pointed at that, and, you know, mocked the geriatric nature of the people protesting. But we didn't laugh at it. We said, yeah, that's because the young people are radicalizing. They've given up protesting. When they've, you know, protested for 10 years straight and been met in return by the Democratic Party giving them Kamala Harris on a platter, yeah, they've given up on that. They don't think that's worth it anymore. They're going to direct action. They're going underground. They're going into secretive Telegram groups and coordinating direct action, which means violence. So the boomers are the only ones actually saying what they're thinking, because they still, you know, live in this, you know, weird world where they're on the right side of history and can just say this stuff. And obviously it's just a basic inhumanity, lack of empathy. And that's the part that I really don't understand, but I do understand how we need to incorporate it into our action. I don't understand it because I can't empathize with them. Here's the point. They don't care how it feels to us when we hear them, you know, gleefully, glibly laughing at an attempted assassination or a successful assassination, as in the case of Charlie Kirk. They have no empathy for us. They have no sympathy for us. They don't care. They don't care that we're not who they think we are. They've decided that we're the bad guys. That is their mindset. And I don't think it's even worth it trying to dissuade them anymore. As I've also explained many, many times, because I had this personal experience and it was pretty shocking to me. After January 6th, we'll go to clip 48 here. After January 6th, I was talking to somebody and I was trying to explain to them how it wasn't violent. It wasn't an insurrection. It wasn't an attack by Trump supporters. And I remember the thing the person said to me was, well, this is what Trump does. Remember in the campaign, Trump was always calling for violence against protesters, encouraging his supporters to commit violence. And it struck me that I was like, okay, I'm not even arguing about what happened in 2021 on January 6th. In order to even get to that argument, I got to wade through 10 years of deception. In that case, 5 years of deception. Now it's 10. Because that's what happens. It gets implanted in their minds. It's false in the first place, remember. It was never Trump supporters committing the violence. Trump supporters were the victims of violence. Trump would always go up on stage and go, we don't have to take this. Don't be polite to them. If they're attacking you, kick them out. Take their coats. Remember, oh my God, he said take their coats. As if protesters going in to disrupt a rally. And again, this is, you'll see it with the Antifa protesters at the ICE facility. They have this idea that they should be able to go into your private event, disrupt it, cause a scene, call you a fascist or whatever else they're trying to do, and then they get to politely walk out and go to the coat check and I'll have my coat, please. Thank you, sir. And we have to just sit there and be and politely allow them. No, screw you. You lose a coat. Sorry. This is the cost of doing business. You get kicked out and we keep your coat. Sorry. And of course, it's a joke anyway, but like when Trump was saying it, but that's what happened. That's been implanted in their minds that Trump calls for violence. That idea, totally unsupported, totally insubstantial and unsubstantiated. There's no evidence for it, but that gets implanted in their head. And so every time they try to frame something like that again, it activates that part in their brain that goes, yep, I knew it. Yep. This is what he does yet again. Yep. Yet again, he's doing it. And so when it got to January 6th, it was yet again, Trump calls for his supporters to commit violence. And he was kicked off the internet for literally putting a video out telling people to go home and not commit violence. They delete the video and said he was calling for violence in order to justify their deletion. So I think long story short, these people live in a world of delusion. Let them live in that world of delusion. It does not matter to me if these people are insane. It matters to me that they have a say in government. It matters to me that they are acting on their delusion. I don't care about correcting their minds. At this point, I'll give them all the information they want. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make it drink. I will tell them the truth. I will continue to promote peaceable unity amongst Americans. But that is it's like if we get there, we get there. Okay, fine. If they want to come over to our side, wonderful. I welcome them with open arms. It's not necessary, though. That's not the goal I'm going for. The goal I'm going for at this point is for my family to be safe, to be able to go to church without being murdered, to be able to have a country that represents me and is not populated by ruthless and often brainless criminals. Let's go to clip 48, because this is sort of a perfect example of how this, manifests in reality. It's my hero, Scott Jennings, on CNN, but it's not him. It's what the other guy is saying, which again goes to show you that these people are not ready to have the conversation about what's happening right now. They're still stuck in 2016. And entrapped by the lies they were told 10 years ago. Let's watch.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired of conservatives gaslighting about the current political environment and Donald Trump's rhetoric when all of this escalation can be traced back to his entrance into American politics. His claim to fame was saying that Obama wasn't born in America. He was the first presidential candidate to have his crowd chant, "Lock her up," about a political opponent. You can bring up the insurrection. Even in the past few weeks, my home city of Chicago, he posted a photo of Chicago being invaded by the Department of War. So the broader point here is Donald Trump endlessly deflects and tries to blame it on the other side when he is the one responsible for amping up the tension in America. And I've spent all of my formative years throughout high school, throughout college, looking to the president who I'm supposed to be able to look up to and seeing somebody who's trying to place blame on the left, who's amping up the rhetoric constantly. And yeah, it's not good.
So you think it's Donald Trump's fault that a deranged leftist climbed up to the top of a building and shot up the ICE facility, not once now, but twice in Texas?
I think it's Donald Trump's fault that America has gotten to this heated place. I think that's
no responsibility for the radicalization on the left that's causing this violent
outburst.
That
29-year-old is radicalized by online communities and online algorithms. I'm not going to blame that directly on Trump, but he was caught in a lot of online video game algorithms and all these communities. Donald Trump,
but it's Trump's
10
fault.
Years ago, Donald Trump amped up the tension in America.
He obvious. Ran 10 years ago, and this guy then 10 years later, somehow you're connecting. Can't you just take responsibility for it?
Oh,
on the left.
Okay, let's not do the he has to take responsibility because he's a Democrat.
I'm a 22-year-old YouTuber. You want me to take more responsibility than the president of the United States?
I want you to understand.
I'm a 22-year-old YouTuber.
I want you to understand that we are in the middle of an epidemic.
I'm a 22-year-old YouTuber. Look, I'm just an idiot, okay? I'm just a stupid idiot. You expect me to know what's going on? I'm just sitting on CNN demonizing the president of the United States for attacks against him and his supporters. But I remind you, I'm a 22-year-old idiot, YouTuber, dumbass, leftist, communist moron. So you expect me to take responsibility for this? No. No, we don't expect you. And in a way, he's being honest. It was Trump's intro into politics that caused all of this insanity. Not, it wasn't Trump's fault, obviously, but the response from the political machine has been so hysterical over the last 10 years, and it's all pretty much because Donald Trump broke their whole paradigm, shattered their whole, you know, right and left control system, and showed that, you know, a true patriot can have the will of the people, and then they deployed everything they've got. And it's, we even said at the time that it was not a good option for them to take. They really had two options. They tried everything they could. Really, they screwed themselves over. Their two options would have been to do what they did, which is just go completely insane. Right? The way I used to describe it all the way back in like 2017 was it's like the globalists, their ultimate goal is to trap you in a cage without ever having to like attack you, without you ever realizing that you're approaching the cage, right? If you're a tiger, if humanity is a tiger that they're terrified of, they don't want to get the claws. So they leave little, you know, treats for it, leading it into a cage. And the Trump election was like the tiger, the American people being slowly and blindly led towards total slavery under a new world order system, sort of looking up for the first time and going, this is a weird thing. What is this? Seeing the cage for the first time and going, I don't think I want to go in that cage, and backing up. And that was the Trump election. It was sort of the American people coming to awareness about what was going on and not liking it and wanting to go against it. And the two options they had was they could either, you know, reach out and grab the tiger and try to shove him in, which is what they chose. But I always said that's a dangerous move, because now the tiger's very aware of what you're trying to do. Now you'll never get it in the cage because it's going to fight like hell. And that's where we're at now. Their other option would have been to chill for a second. Let the tiger be suspicious, let him back off and go, all right, we didn't get him that time, but let's keep, you know, let's play the game. Let's let him think he got away, and then we'll, you know, try to build back up. But these people can't do that. There's something about them. They can never moderate their strategy. They can never tap the brakes a little bit and go, all right, we're going a little too hard. Let's back off to lower the defenses of the American people. I mean, they're so strategic. They're so, you know, tactical in the way they deploy psyops and stuff. It's surprising that they thought that this would work, that they thought that by just like throwing everything at the wall and seeing what stuck, that they would get Trump indicted and maybe the American people would turn on him. Like, it was just never going to happen. But like I said, I think they kind of screwed themselves over, because even before he got elected, and again, this is the psychology behind all of this, and this goes to a lot of what's being said by Trump and his administration about the FBI and the way that they're that were totally corrupted, Crossfire Hurricane, everything. They were convinced that Donald Trump was as bad as they said he was. They were convinced that he was a criminal, that if they just got some, you know, surveillance on him, if they could just get access to his communications, then they'll find whatever they need to, you know, screw him over. They'll find blackmail. They'll find a criminal, something they can get. They were sure that that was the case. So in their mind, and this is what they were saying when Peter Strzok is saying, don't worry, we have an insurance policy. In their mind, it was like, okay, we'll come up with this fake thing about Russia collusion. Totally illegal, but it's fine. Then we'll get the search warrant. Again, we had to lie to do it. Totally illegal. That's fine. Then we'll get the surveillance on Trump. Then we'll find what we really need. We'll use whatever we find to destroy him. Hillary Clinton will get into office. She'll cover everything we did up. So all those things where it was illegal, but it was fine. It's fine because Hillary Clinton will be in office and she's on our team and we're doing it on her behalf. And she'll thank us by sweeping it all under the rug and going after Trump, and he'll go to jail and all of our malfeasance will be dissolved and go away and nobody will ever think about it again. So they really went all in on Hillary Clinton. They were convinced that she was going to win. As soon as she didn't, all of that criminality suddenly put them in a position where like, okay, now they're riding the tiger, right? Now they're on top of the tiger, gripping on, going, we can't turn around now. We can't stop. If we stop, we die. So they sort of screwed themselves over with that. It's a psychological reality that they've, yet to come to terms with. And sorry, you all have to go to jail now. You absolutely all have to go to jail, and that's just the way that it is. It sucks that you're all such corrupt scumbags, but we didn't make you that. You made yourselves that, and now it's our job to fix all of this. So they really thought they were going to get away with it. They really thought that they were going to have Trump over a barrel, and that really was the initiation of their madness, of their insanity, of them realizing that they were losing control of the American people, and instead of allowing that to happen and moderating their aggressiveness, they decided to double down. And the end result has been half of the country are brainless retards, psychotic, violent morons. And it's real bad at this point. We just saw the videos. These, again, like pudgy looking, pasty, overweight boomers being like, somebody should commit violence for me. I would love if somebody would go out and commit violence for me. And it's like, really? You really want, you want violence? You want violence in the political sphere? Have you thought about how this is going to go? Again, they live in this delusion where they think that they just scream loud enough and a bunch of big, strong white guys will come and do what they want for them. That's not how it works anymore. No, we're on to you, and we're not falling for it. But they do want to call for violence, and they've driven half of the country completely insane. And when I say they've driven half the country insane, what I mean is that they have both simultaneously dehumanized the right in their eyes, so they don't see us as humans. We don't deserve empathy. We're monsters to them. And so, you know, it's like asking them to have sympathy for a great white shark. They're like, no, they're just predators. We just want them destroyed. So they dehumanized us in the minds of the left, but they've also dehumanized the left in a way because they program things into the minds of the leftists to where it is the NPC meme is brilliant. There's a reason that, you know, they tried to censor the hell out of that when it first went viral, because they have these programmed responses that make them, in my opinion, less than human. Like, why can humans hunt animals? It's because animals always react predictably. A deer is never going to shock you with its tactics, right? If you fire a gun, it's going to run away from the sound. It's not going to run towards the sound. That's an insane thing for an animal to do. That's what humans do. We have consciousness, and we make decisions that are beyond, you know, immediate survival, not the leftists. The leftists have things programmed in as immediate, knee-jerk, reflexive responses to stimulus. They're like animals. They're like animals. And it's very sad to see that, but in a way, it's clarifying as to how we need to deal with them. You don't negotiate with animals. You don't try to reason with animals. They don't have reason. That's what makes them animals. So we just need to continue on our human way. We just need to do what we know we need to do and not worry about the things they say. And I'll explain that more on the other side. In fact, we're going to go to a very good video of Tucker Carlson, a highlight by Darren McBreen. But I do have to remind you, today is the last day to get Methylene Blue. Buy one, get one free, which is insane. It's our best-selling product. We sell out of this stuff at full price with no sales. But we're giving it to you. Buy one, get one half off the capsules or the tincture. Methylene Blue, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. This offer ends tonight at midnight. You have only a few more hours to take advantage of the buy one, get one sale at thealexjonesstore.com on Methylene Blue. And we'll be right back.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Speaking of mysteries, how did you wind up knowing Alex Jones?
It was his early videos. It was his early documentaries. It was the stuff he produced himself, like on VHS. I watched that documentary. I'd been, you know, a fan of Alex's early stuff. And that's, you know, just him.
So you knew who he was on 9/11?
Yeah.
You were on a radio show and you talked about 9/11, and you have, is it a theory, or you just don't believe the government account of what happened on 9/11?
I just had questions.
Yeah?
I had a lot of questions. And the forum I chose to voice those questions in is the Alex Jones radio show. Mm-hmm. And just because he's a guy that I've been a fan of and followed for a lot of years.
He's my friend. I would mean no disrespect. I love him. He's coming
sure.
here in a month. But I'd never heard of Alex Jones on 9/11. It's interesting that you have long felt like you want to look at other sources of information.
Of course. Yeah, I've always done my own research. Always. I've got to believe that the Pentagon is the most protected and documented, video protected, surveilled building in the history of the known universe, right?
Turns out not.
Well, I'm saying
I think we just have two videos from the parking lot.
Kiosk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
that is weird, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And then Building 7, it's just you can't. You can't watch that and say that is the result of a fire that burned for 5 hours on two floors. You can't sell that to me. And you know, that for years that was always met with, that is disrespecting the victims.
They are hurting the victims' families, the survivors, because they continue to raise this preposterous notion that the United States government would be so hideously manipulative that we would kill almost 3,000 of our own citizens as a pretext to going to war in Afghanistan.
How is that disrespecting the fallen heroes? How? If you're just looking for the truth behind what is clearly not how it was explained.
It was like, if it had detonated.
Yeah,
if they were planned to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
So that's how I met Alex. I said, hi, Alex. I'm a fan for years. I said, we have to talk. 0 hour is upon us. And he called in 10 minutes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then flew out to see you.
Yeah. And then we thought, okay, let's build a secret weapon. Let's do something that like is unique. So we got together and we wrote this piece called 20 Minutes with the President.
20 Minutes with the President.
We drilled down into the 20 things that were really bulletproof. Really bulletproof. But Alex said they're just going to paint you as crazy.
Of course.
And I said, really? That's like, they can't get more creative than that? He says, no, they're just going to call you crazy. And smash cut to like a week later, and it was Bill O'Reilly, and it was Geraldo, and they just dismissed me in one sentence. Well, Charlie Sheen's obviously crazy.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone can find that clip, I'm sure.
Charlie Sheen continues to say the U.S. government knew about 9/11 before it happened.
It's one of these things like Area 51 with the aliens in New Mexico. No matter how
do you think
it, they still believe it.
Is crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think
he's crazy.
I think that he has a trick gene or a screw loose.
Personally, I wanted to create a public document specifically rooted in fact. If anybody dares question that, I would encourage those people to scrutinize it, to research it. The truth is unchanging, Alex, as we both know.
And I was always amazed to see that you always had hard data to back up your claims.
In the InfoWar.
In the InfoWar.
So that's the latest from Darren McBreen. You can follow him at Media Rival. And, of course, going after Charlie Sheen and calling him crazy, which maybe he was a little, maybe you have to be a little crazy to find the truth sometimes. But by calling him crazy and really destroying his life so publicly, yeah, it stopped him from, you know, being a force that could spread this truth. But more importantly, I think it stopped other celebrities from following his example. And I'll tell you right now, probably half the celebrities you know love InfoWars and Alex Jones, but they won't say it. They've been scared off it because of things like what happened to Charlie Sheen. So I hope now they realize, like, The tide has turned. You can be honest now. You can come out and say the truth now. The American people will have your back, and the people controlling you are losing control. So, speak.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Second hour is on, and let's get to some of these videos of what has been going on outside of ICE facilities around the country as Antifa continues to operate as if they have a license to kill, at least as if they have, you know, the blessings from God to completely disregard our laws and attack our federal officers. And I got no hesitation about supporting what's happening to these people. In many other instances throughout time, anytime the federal government would want to act against a threat, we'd have to look at it suspiciously because pretty much every time it was a problem reaction solution paradigm in which the solution they were proposing was really just an even bigger problem, or it was something that they've wanted forever and could never get, like the Patriot Act and mass surveillance. I don't see that happening here. I think it's pretty well contained. ICE seems to not even be going after the protesters that are there giving moral support to the violent ones. They're really just arresting the violent ones, just arresting the ones who pose a threat, and not a minute too soon. Not a minute too soon. So before we go to the latest and awesome videos out of Broadview, Illinois, and Portland, Oregon, and other places around the country where these leftist insurrectionists are actually working with the local government to essentially declare war against the federal government. That is actually what they're doing. And we are gearing up for a civil war, which we could snuff out now in an instant with federal action. But it's likely they're not going to do that, and they're going to allow it to fester and grow until it's out of control, and then any response will be met with an even greater backlash. And I mean, they're setting it up for the Podesta plan. Clearly, that's exactly what's happening. But I actually want to go back to last week. Same location, Broadview, Illinois. There's a woman that is running for Congress, and I refuse to even try to pronounce her name. It's something like Kate Abu Guzzel. I'm going to call her Abu Guzzel. It's a very funny word. And again, it's similar. It's close. It's close enough. Kate Abu Guzzel is a wannabe politician. She's a front runner of the Democratic Party. She's going to be a congresswoman if, you know, things continue to go the way they are. She's the new AOC, I guess. And she's leading a protest against ICE. Let's go to the video and you tell me, you know, what you see wrong with this image. Let's watch. Okay, so there they are for our radio listeners. They are pressing against a truck. And, of course, this was posted by her, like, oh, my God, ICE agents tried to run over protesters. And they're just, like, as slowly as possible moving through the crowd. Now, in the last few months, there have been multiple instances of gunmen firing on ICE patrols, firing on ICE officers. Multiple times. Multiple in Texas. Obviously, the latest one was last week. Of course, the guy was, like your typical leftist, incapable of actually performing violence and instead killed two detainees without actually hitting an officer. But I don't want to mock their marksmanship. I want to point out that what you're seeing here on screen is a completely unacceptable safety violation. How easy would it be for one of these people in the crowd to have a gun? They're surrounding the car. These cars are not bulletproof. these cars are not reinforced. These are, you know, slightly upgraded consumer SUVs. What would stop somebody with a gun from shooting an ICE officer point blank at this moment? Totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable at a time when you have repeated instances of full-on militarized attack against ICE. I keep pointing out the one last week was, I think, the most deadly. But the one before that was a multi-stage assault. It was a ambush. They lit a fire outside of an ICE facility and had people with rifles stationed in hidden positions to fire on the agents when they came out. This was a conspiracy of, like, multiple people coordinating their action to draw out the ICE officers to fire on them. You're in a war. You have to act like you're in a war. As far as I'm concerned, every ICE vehicle should be traveling through American cities like Humvees travel through Iraq. You get out of the way or you get run over. There is absolutely no reason why we should be subjecting our agents to the security nightmare that you just witnessed with an SUV surrounded by hostile protesters a day after a person shot up an ICE facility. I say floor it. I say floor it. Metaphorically and literally. And they are flooring it metaphorically. They are actually acting against the protesters that have been menacing the ICE facility for a long time. Remember during Black Lives Matter, they went so far as to lock the doors of federal buildings and try to light them on fire with people inside. Padlock the door, light the building on fire, trying to kill the people inside. That was 5 years ago. That was the level they were at. They simmered a little bit during Biden's presidency because these people are puppets under the control of the Democratic establishment. But now that Trump's back in office, they are acting as if they don't know what time it is. They're acting as if we're still in 2012 or something. No, we're not anymore. And I think they're learning that. And so let's go to some of these videos at the Broadview ICE facility. We'll start with clip 40 here. This is federal agents confiscating shields outside of this. And this is a great example because these people who LARP as revolutionaries, these people who pretend to be fighters, watch how easily they're just stripped of their shields. And then they just have nothing. Oh, wait a second. I thought I was going to be a warrior. Wait, that was my shield, sir. Please, you're not allowed to take my shield. By the way, this video, a lot of videos are from @BG on the scene. He's got no embedding. I'm not sure what that means. I don't want to take credit for these videos. The people who are out there getting these videos have my total respect, and I encourage you to go follow them and reward them for their work. We need people on the ground. We need independent journalists covering this because, spoiler alert, the mainstream media is not covering this in any meaningful or appropriate way. Continuing with the broad view crisis that's happening right now, we'll go to clip 4 here. This is Wid Lyman of Border Hawk News, who's had one of the most hilarious career trajectories I've ever seen. He went from exploring tunnels on the border of Mexico, tracking down cartel human traffickers. He's now in the White House asking questions. But I guess on the weekends, he goes and joins these violent riots because he loves a good time. Let's go to clip 44, Wid Lyman on the scene of the Antifa ICE riots. So yeah, this is from Border Hawk News. Of course, go follow them. Great InfoWars contributors and partners. And you can see the whole area just filled with tear gas as it's deployed as a non-lethal munition to get these people to just leave, just get out of here, just cut it out and go away. Let's go now to clip 45. This is more ICE Antifa riots. As again, you see it look like an actual battlefield. Here are the riot police with their riot shields making an arrest and hauling the guy away. Now they were actually holding like training seminars about how to de-arrest people. And they're warning their protesters, they're going, if you attempt a de-arrest, which simply means attacking the police when they're in the process of arresting somebody, and they're saying, you know, if you de-arrest somebody, it increases the chance that you'll be arrested, but we still encourage you to do it. But that is the way these things work, and it's the way these things should work. You go out to arrest somebody, if people interfere and try to attack, well, then you arrest them. And if people try to interfere with those arrests, then you arrest them, and you just arrest everybody, basically. Because, by the way, do you think it's legal to interfere with the federal officer conducting a lawful arrest? Now, if they were going around confiscating guns, okay, now we have a discussion. if they're out there, you know, shutting down lawful speech. That's not good. But when you have essentially a undeclared militia waging continual war against you, yeah, you got to go to jail. These guys are acting completely within the bounds of the Constitution. They're actually obligated by the Constitution to take care of these people. So great. Do it. You got no argument here. Let's go to clip 49. This is federal agents chasing a man down and arresting him again near the Broadview ICE facility. We can go to that. So these guys covered in probably 70 pounds of gear chasing down this leftist twink and slamming him to the ground. Because, again, he lives in a world of delusion, and reality is chasing him at this moment. He's running as fast as he can, trying to escape over the rainbow to the land of Oz, but in fast pursuit are the agents of the American government here to drag him back to Earth and remind him of who he is and where he is and what's actually going on. So, good to see that guy go away. The next thing we need to do is deal with the, you know, legal support that Antifa gets, the millions upon millions of dollars of lawyers that are funded for them to get them out of jail, and also working in collaboration with prosecutors and DAs to either minimize or totally do away with any charges against them. So we need to deal with that, all because I don't think these guys, these ICE agents, should be having to put themselves at risk, having to actually take physical damage and wrestle and fight with these dangerous people, only to have them out on the street the next day. That's completely unfair and will obviously destroy the morality of the, or the, you know, ability of these people to carry out their business. So we got to deal with that. Let's go to clip 53 here. This is a young woman. I think this may have been in Portland, but what she says is perfectly valid for anywhere that Antifa operates. And this goes to what I was saying before, that there's no point in trying to convince these people. I know it's like sacrilege. This is the information war. I don't mean that it's not worth it to try to make arguments. There are still a lot of people out there. I mean, the vast majority of people out there just have no idea what's going on. But for these people in particular, here's a woman that tried to talk to them and the response she got. And it's a very, you know, blatant statement. They don't care. They just want you dead. Let's watch.
Okay, so let's start this over.
Yeah, so I just got finished with a conversation with the gentleman over there, I think. And, you know, there's absolutely no reasoning. You know, you have these conversations.
What were you asking him?
Well, I asked him, what's the solution? You know, we're all out here. Obviously, we have different beliefs. We're out here for different reasons. You know, everybody's taping us. And I guess the thing is, there is no solution in their minds, which is unfortunate. See, you have a group of people here who are willing to communicate and try to find some kind of solution. And then you have this. There's absolutely no... I guess there's just no end to this in their mind. They just want this to continue. They hate fascists and they want us to die. So
he did say that.
He did say that. I mean, he didn't come out and say, you want us to die, but he said, get rid of them. So you do with that what you want to do. But, yeah, sad state of affairs.
So what brought you out here after all this time you decided to come out? What was the thing that made you think, hey, it's time?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the political violence and the chaos has just continued to progress. You know, if you go online, go on social media, like, that's all we see, right? So there's no avoiding that, but I think the thing that really hit the mark for me was Charlie Kirk was assassinated. So if you have any fear in your mind or your heart, like, once you see that, like, what are we supposed to do with that? It's only going to get worse. And being out here with you, Shelley, tonight, you know, we're seeing it live in action. And this is something that's just, it's going to get worse. And so I think we need more people to stand up. Just come see it. Like, don't sit on your couch and just, you know, put it out of your mind, because it's only going to get worse. And we have to do what we can to, you know, reason with who we can. I know that's not possible with everybody, but try to reason, try to have conversation. And then I guess we just take baby steps from there.
I'm very grateful you showed up.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I like her. Yeah, I like her a lot. I wish I knew who she was, but that video was posted without much context, so I wish I could tell you who she was to tell you to go support her, because, again, she's out there putting herself in danger just trying to talk to these people, but she gets an unequivocal message in return. They don't care. They don't want a solution. She's like, well, what would you think would be a solution? And they're like, I want you all dead? Yeah, okay, well, great, thanks. Okay, thanks for letting us know. because we're the ones in power, I guess we have to kill you now? Like, have you thought this through exactly? No, these people are radical. They haven't thought anything through. Let's go to clip number... Let's go to 56 here. I don't even know if this is true. I choose to believe. I choose to believe this is true. Let's go ahead and roll clip 11 here. I'll explain what we're seeing. I'm sorry, clip 60. It's 11 seconds is what I meant. Clip 56. Clip 56. I said that, didn't I? Clip 56. Okay, what you're seeing is a woman. She's looking a little panicked, and it looks like her SUV is in a lake. Well, what does this have to do with anything?
Lucy.
Well, you see an ICE officer making an arrest there. Yeah, apparently that woman, I guess maybe was driving by, or maybe she, you know, had the anti-ICE app and saw there was an arrest happening nearby. She came to protest ICE, got so excited, got out of her car, forgot to put it in park, and now her car is in a lake. So, so there you go. We can laugh at her. That's an ICE protester. Getting so excited about protesting ICE that she forgets to put her car in park, and now she doesn't have a car, so good luck to that lady. She's also fat. Let's go to clip number 60 here. Federal agents pummeled to the ground a leftist and lit up the remaining rioters by with sting balls outside the ICE facility near Chicago. I wish I had popcorn. Let's sit back and watch. Oh, this is the same one. We got more. We got a lot more. This is from Ford Fisher at News to Share. And I think this is the same arrest that we just saw, only from a different angle. Because you got multiple freelance journalists there in Broadview, Illinois, recording the arrest of these ICE protesters. And as other people attempt to de-arrest them, they get hit with pepper balls. And in my personal opinion, they deserve it. Let's go to clip 62, ICE Broadview becoming a battle zone. As we enter into the early stages of a civil war, and I even hesitate to call it a civil war because the first thing I see there is a Mexican flag. So I guess just a war on our soil, not necessarily American versus American. And there the rodents run. You ever turn on a light in a roach-infested kitchen? Yeah, that's what we're dealing with here. Here comes ICE. Here comes the Bearcat. Here comes the APC. Hey, good. They're finally getting put to use for what they're intended for. Look, it's a domestic insurrection, violent attacks on federal officers carrying out their lawful orders, and they're bringing out the heavy guns, the heavy machinery, the Bearcats, the APCs, the, you know, armored vehicles that for some reason the American government has stockpiled for the last 30 years and only ever seems to deploy when, I don't know, a bar is serving beer in opposition of lockdown orders in 2020. It's the only time I've ever seen it, you know, deployed on American streets. So, again, it's like they, and maybe this goes to explain why they're so, you know, panicked about Trump, is because they've been putting in the infrastructure to oppress Americans for so long, thinking we'd be asleep, thinking nobody outside of their control would ever get elected. So, like, every police department has, you know, terroristic training and these, you know, explosion-proof vehicles and all this sort of stuff. And they all have that stuff, you know, for the potential of, like, right-wing violence, and they're planning on just, like, rounding up Americans and putting us in FEMA camps. Now it's actually being used to go after the actual insurrectionists, the Antifa people. Good. If that's why we have it, then let's use it. Unless, of course, it was always intended just to be used on American citizens, which actually is the case. Let's go to clip 78 here. As you see, the before and after, the beginning of the so-called protest, and then it rapidly descends into total chaos. Let's watch and listen, shall we?
Detention center here in Broadview, Illinois. Federal agents are opening the gate now.
They're opening the gate.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Thumbs up. They're opening the gate. Does that mean that we're winning? Are we going to get to go inside? Oh, my God, no. Wait. Oh, wait a second. They're coming out to drag us away. Oh, right. We're not playing a video game. Our LARPing has suddenly become all too real. I wish I could be... You know, you get like a big signing bonus for signing up too. You get like a $50,000 bonus and you get to crack leftist skulls metaphorically. Or literally, I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you have to do. I'm sick of it. I'm sure they're sick of it. Why do we put up with it? What is the reason we have to put up with this? They're physically attacking ICE officers. You know, it's kind of like when I ban people or when I block people on X, I only block people when like their behavior is really egregious. Cause I always think like if somebody asks, why'd you block that person? I'd be embarrassed if I was like, well, they disagreed with me. So I just blocked. Like that wouldn't stand up to much. But when it's like, oh, well, they comment on everything I post that I'm a gay Jewish Nazi. So, cause I want it to be such a violation that like anybody I tell would be like, oh, right. Okay, good. He should be banned. He should be blocked then. Right. It's like, okay, you don't want to just go out and arrest people for protesting, but when they're attacking you, you know, it's like, I can't believe Trump's Gestapo is arresting people. And then the question is, well, why did they arrest people? Oh, they were, you know, throwing rocks at police's officer's head. So, oh, all right. Well, then great. They deserve it. Then no issue here. Then I'm not concerned about violations of the First Amendment or any other amendment. This is perfectly in line with the lawful actions of the United States government, and I encourage it completely. So that's broad view. I'm not sure if we have too much more of that, but I'm going to move to Portland next. Although a lot of people are saying to bring back water cannons, let's go to clip 23. This is an old clip of water cannons being used. I didn't know they stopped using these. I feel like I still see these being used. I guess usually it's overseas, and I guess this was in France as well. They still use water cannons in European places. Yeah, that guy just did a backflip. That was awesome. Hey, they're teaching the protesters gymnastics with water cannons. You know, whatever. You know, if I'm a federal agent, I don't want to go out and have to wade into that crowd to try to drag them out. I don't know which one of them is holding a shiv or a gun. In fact, I don't even think I mentioned that older video I showed with the Kate Abaguzel or whatever her name is. Somebody in that crowd had a gun that day and was arrested, and they found a gun on him. So it's not even, you know, speculative, this idea that like there could be armed people in these crowds. Why would you let your agents walk into them? That's ridiculous. Shoot them with water. Hit them with the cannon and shoo them away that way. You know, like how I clean off my porch. Yeah, that's the way they should be treated. I'm completely and totally in favor of that. Why should we put our officers at risk of their lives for these protesters? Just blast them away. Blast them away like a chalk drawing. So we're going to go to Portland, because Portland gets even crazier, because not only has Portland been in this state of semi-insurrection, revolutionary action, violence against federal agents for like years at this point. I think in 2020, there was like 120 days straight that they besieged a federal building. Again, why? Why do we let them do that? It is just completely and utterly insane, especially when you compare it to things like January 6th. And every other instance where, I mean, they declared parents that went to the teacher school board meeting domestic terrorists. Okay, so again, it's like they're telling you there is no solution. They're telling you they want you dead. They are violently attacking ICE facilities for months on end. Why are we putting up with this? What? And we don't even have to treat them like they treat us. They treat us like total criminals. They treat, you know, pro-life protesters like they're violent criminals, kicking down their door in the middle of the night, hauling them away at gunpoint. I don't want that. I don't want that being done to peaceful protesters. But the violent protesters, what the hell? Why are we not doing that to them? Of course we should do that to them. We have to do it to them. We're obligated to do it to them. So yeah, let's do it. I'll be back on the other side to talk about Portland, which gets even crazier because the local government is in on it and is essentially declaring war against the federal government. I have an idea how to deal with that. I have an idea. It's called the Abraham Lincoln playbook, and it was very effective last time. I think we could do it again. I'm imagining a northern reconstruction. Wouldn't that be
interesting? Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates, which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's a rich and immune-boosting vitamin C+.
It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultra Methylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We have some new updates to the shooting that happened in Michigan earlier today, the LDS Church. We're not getting a ton of information. We do know the man's name is Thomas Jacob Sanford. So he's been named as Thomas Jacob Sanford, and he was killed, and the fire has been contained. He did deliberately start the fire after driving his truck into the church, killed one, injured eight, and then was killed himself. And Donald Trump's actually responded to this by calling the shooting another targeted attack on Christians, which I think is an appropriate response to this. Again, we'll bring you any more updates that we have, but they're very, very thin on information right now. They held this press conference and really announced nothing other than his name, Thomas Jacob Sanford, and the latest condition of the shooting victims. The only thing they've said in terms of motive is, quote, the shooter expressed hate towards many groups including the Jewish community and towards President Trump, U.S. Attorney General for Minnesota, Joseph Thompson said. Oh, I'm sorry, talking about a different. Let me correct that. That was talking about, oh my God, this is the problem. So they have this article. They name the guy's name, and then they say, Trump calls shooting another target attack on Christians. What does he mean? What could he possibly mean? I don't know. Do we need to go word by word? Another means there's more than one, okay? Targeted means that it wasn't random, that they deliberately went to where they were going. Attack is when somebody shoots you. On Christians is who the attacks are targeting. And again, another means that there have been more than one attack on Christians. Can we figure that out? CNN, so then they go on to talk about maybe some other things that he's talking about. Maybe he's talking about all those attacks on Christians that we keep reporting on. Maybe it could be that. So then they talk about the Annunciation Church Catholic shooting, and it's that person that they say, well, we don't really know what his motive was. He hated a lot of people, including Jews and Trump. So, you know, let's not call this leftist violence or anything, right? So, sorry. So we have even less than I thought. I thought we at least had that he was hateful. I thought maybe they'd said, okay, here's the guy's name, and also he hated a lot of groups. But no, I'm sorry. We have less information than that. We have absolutely no word of from the authorities as to what the motivation was of this shooter in Michigan at the LDS church. But we will bring you any updates that we can find. And I'm you know, anytime you don't get information, it's a little bit suspicious. But the guy's apparently deceased. He died in the attack. So he's not going to be giving any information. They'll have to go through his writings and digital footprints, see what they find. And we'll bring it to you as soon as we get the information. I do want to remind you that today is the last day to get methylene blue, buy one, get one on thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Go there today. Get your ultra methylene blue, which is unlike any product we've ever had. I mean, we've had some life-changing and incredibly powerful products that Alex has sold before. I've never seen responses like we get to methylene blue. And right now, if you buy any bottle of methylene blue, the capsules or the tincture, you get another bottle absolutely free. 2-for-1 special at thealexjonesstore.com. Ends at midnight tonight. So you only have a few more hours to go to thealexjonesstore.com, get your methylene blue, and double up. 2 for the price of 1. TheAlexJonesStore.com. While you're there, check out the merchandise. There's always new stuff. It's always incredibly high quality. And of course, if you sign up for the VIP, to be a VIP member at the Alex Jones Store, you get additional discounts as well as access to the Alex Jones tapes and so much more. TheAlexJonesStore.com, your one-stop shop for truth, justice, and the American way. In other news, now we'll go back to the rioting that's taking place in Portland. Now that we're done talking about, you know, patriotism in the American way, let's get to the globalist way, which is getting a bunch of psychotic losers in their mom's basement to put on a mask and go attack federal officers to try to start a civil war because you think that that's your easiest path to global domination. And what's happening right now is really unprecedented in my lifetime, probably in at least the last, I don't know. I mean, the 60s were kind of crazy, but I don't even think you had anything like this during the 60s. And I think people forget how crazy the 60s were. I mean, there were like hundreds of bombings during the 60s, which I guess we're sort of reaching that level now. But all those people that were bombing the Capitol building and everything else in the 1960s, they all became the leaders of the movements that are now coordinating insurrection activity all around the country. So let's first look at what is going on in Portland, and then we'll look at what the authorities in Portland have to say about it and who exactly is supporting them and why. Let's go to clip number 26 here. This is Portland and ICE facilities under siege from Antifa and other domestic terrorists. Clip 26, let's watch.
How that shit tastes!
We might need to pull down the audio here, but again, these people like are just walking up and throwing things in the faces of the ICE officers and then are like outraged that they're getting arrested. Why would you think you had a free hand in this? It's ridiculous. So let's you know, watch some more of this. Federal agents begin arresting Antifa terrorists in Portland at the ICE facility. This is clip number 10. We'll go to clip number 10 here, and I mean, it looks like a war zone. it looks like, you know, a scene out of, you know, Mad Max or something. Here they are going out in force to arrest one of the agitators, one of the more violent people. And it really just goes on and on. They're also getting occultish with it. Let's go to clip number 17 here. Liberals attempt to cast Montezuma's revenge on federal ICE agents. So I guess they're doing a dance. Okay, they're doing a dance. Okay. All right, this I'm not too upset with. Okay, I think they should be allowed to dance. Okay? Hey, they should be allowed to dance like idiots. They should be allowed to dance in a way that they think is going to curse ICE agents. That's their right. As third world savages, they get to express their religious insanity however they want. Okay? Of course, I thought Montezuma's revenge was when you get diarrhea from drinking the water in Mexico, but maybe it's something else. Or maybe that's what they're casting. I don't know. I don't know what sort of spells they're engaged in. And there's more. I mean, I could go on and on. And I don't have to show you videos from today or this weekend. I could show you videos from 5 years ago. Up until today. The entire time. The federal buildings in and around Portland, Oregon have been the scene of sieges being staged by whoever these people are. These black bloc communist losers have been attacking ICE agents and federal agents in Portland for a very long time. And the leadership and authorities in Oregon have come out to give a press conference about this. We have the mayor of Portland and the governor of Oregon both giving statements. Let's go first to clip number 27. Here's the Portland mayor, of course, taking sides with the criminals trying to kill federal agents in his city. Let's watch.
The number of necessary troops is zero in Portland and any other American city. And let me repeat that. This is an American city. We do not need any intervention. This is not a military target.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can just keep attacking us then. Does this work? If they're going to be authoritarian tyrants, they could at least be honest about it. They at least be upfront about what they're doing. They have basically permanent, again, black-clad communist militias attacking federal buildings. And they're just like, but it's fine. But you can't do anything about it. We don't need soldiers on our streets. No, you obviously do. You obviously do. And it's one of the reasons why you need to clamp down on this. So I'll say it again. The American people are not obligated to suffer under your insanity and your tyranny. We do not have to, because you decided, live under constant threat of attack or anything. Why? Why would we have to do that? It's your obligation to do this as the leader of the local police. Because, by the way, Portland has this sort of holdover from like the old West days where the mayor is also their chief of police, I believe. Or at least it's sort of bound up in one office. And so the police of Portland, the mayor is the one who's directing them not to do anything about Antifa. And so if you don't want to do anything with the local police, if you tell the local police to stand down and allow the criminality to run rampant, that does not mean that the other citizens of Portland just have to accept that and be okay with that. No, we have a federal government to step in when the local government is incapable or unwilling to do what they're obligated to do, what they took their oaths to do. So that was the Portland mayor. And I'll tell you a little bit more about what we just saw in a second, but let's go to the governor now, because it's not just the mayor of Portland, it's the governor of Oregon, clip 76 here. Here they are completely gaslighting you about what's actually going on, saying that it's actually not even happening. So the Portland mayor is like, we don't need troops to deal with the situation that's going on here. It's fine if we have mobs of communists attacking ICE agents. They can't respond in any way. And now we have the governor saying, actually, it's not even happening in the first place. Let's watch.
Me and the group of elected leaders and community leaders behind me, we are in the central city of Portland, Oregon, and it is a beautiful day, and we are very happy to be here speaking with you today. In my conversations directly with President Trump and Secretary Noem,
I have been abundantly clear with them that Portland and the state of Oregon believe in the rule of law, and we can manage our own local public safety needs. There is no insurrection. There is no threat to national security, and there is no need for military troops in our major city. Military service members should be dedicated to real emergencies. The members of the Oregon National Guard, their mission is to stand up and protect Oregonians, and they will do that every day, but they are not needed in the city. They are not needed here.
So, again, it's just absurd that these people say this stuff. We believe in the rule of law, just not the ones we don't like. We believe in the rule of law, just not the ones about, you know, illegal immigrants being deported. We don't believe in those laws, so we refuse to enforce them. Okay, so the government has to come in and do it for you? I mean, this is not complicated. This is not hard. It's not confusing what's going on here. They are deliberately allowing lawlessness to reign, and the federal government is obligated to step in and protect the citizens that don't want to live in a lawless hellhole of Antifa violence. You have no argument here. But what is this other than a declaration of independence by the state? Is that not what this is? Is this not secession by any other name? Is this not, you know, Oregon as a state declaring itself to not be under the purview of the federal government? And if that's the case, is that not literal sedition and insurrection? And should that mayor not and that governor not be removed from office? Because the danger is that they keep going down this road, and, you know, who knows? Maybe they order, you know, their local police to go physically intervene and stop ICE. And maybe they do it. And then we've got the American military fighting American police. Like, this could really quickly get to full-fledged Civil War level, which is why it needs to be stamped out now, which is why this activity and this just brazen behavior by these authorities really needs to be confronted. And again, I don't know what to do about it exactly. I don't want to endorse the federal government, like, removing mayors or anything. Like, that sounds horrible, but people keep voting for these people. And that's unacceptable. It's like why we have a republic. We are not a democracy. Just because 50% plus of the people, you know, want to kill the other half, it doesn't mean they get to. This is not rule of the majority. And just because, and I don't even know if it's the case, but let's say that the majority of Oregonians, you know, want illegal immigrants to live in their city and Antifa to be able to commit crimes with impunity, that doesn't mean the other 49% of Oregonians are obligated to live by that. No, we have a rule of law here. We have a republic. And I don't know what we do when the people that get elected are just flagrantly tyrannical. It's wild. It truly is. And even more crazy than that, and it's visible in that first video that we showed of the mayor, standing just behind the mayor is Brigadier General Alan R. Groenwold. Alan R. Groenwold. He left the U.S. Army to lead Oregon's National Guard based on his public disdain for Trump. Pete Hegseth needs to remove him when the Guard is federalized. So this is from Amuse, and he posts this guy, who you can see nodding behind the Portland mayor in his uniform, as the Portland mayor is basically announcing that they're in a state of insurrection. So, I mean, are they going to utilize the National Guard to try to attack the federal facility? Like, that's how they're talking. Are we going to allow that to happen? It's just beyond insane that we let this mindset and this philosophy fester in our country and get to the point that it's at. I mean, and we just should have stopped it a long time ago. And the longer we wait to stop it, the harder and more, frankly, violent it's going to be. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes from here. And, you know, I don't just want to say the same thing over and over, but, like, these people really are, their action is inexplicable. It really makes no sense. It is beyond explanation. And one of the best examples, I think, is this story. Just completely and utterly insane. From a Muse. Des Moines, all Democrat, all female school board, hired a new superintendent based purely on his skin color. Not only was he an illegal alien and a fugitive from justice, he lacked the basic education and experience to lead the state's largest school district. Armed with an illegal firearm, Ian Andre Roberts charmed the pants off of every member of the female school board. The only box he could have possibly checked for the board and the district was the color of his skin. Did the board know he was an illegal immigrant and a fugitive from justice? They probably did. I mean, how would they not? How would they not? I saw other people, you know, tweeting about this going, when I applied for a job as a janitor in a high school, they ran my fingerprints. First thing they did, background check. How do you have a school board that hires a superintendent that is a wanted man and an illegal immigrant from Guyana? What? Okay, so that's crazy enough already. The story has like so many levels of insanity. So just bare minimum, basic story, completely and utterly insane. The school board of Des Moines hires somebody completely unqualified, a illegal immigrant and a fugitive from justice, apparently not realizing he was either one of these things, which again, I don't believe. I don't believe that. If I had to guess, they probably knew he was a fugitive and knew he was a illegal immigrant and hired him on the basis of that. Do you really think that's a negative to these people? They're probably like, oh my God, he really understands the struggle of some of our students. He'll be able to relate to them. I don't, you know, how are they not going to know this? How are they not going to know who this guy was? I seriously doubt that. But here, okay, so it gets crazy. So that's just the bare minimum, basic reality about what's going on here. But then it gets even crazier. The board member, the, you know, chairman of the board is this lady, Jackie Norris. She's the chairman of the Des Moines School Board. She was the chief of staff to Michelle Obama. Jackie Norris, the chair of the school board that hired an illegal immigrant wanted criminal as superintendent of the school district, was the chief of staff of the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama. Okay. I'm just going to let that one sink in for you for a little bit. Just learn, just realize, you know, who these people are and what they believe. And this is where it gets even crazier. The video you're seeing now on screen is a giant protest of hundreds, if not thousands of people protesting against the deportation of this guy. This guy scams and cons his way into position as the, you know, chief authority of their school children's district as an illegal immigrant and a wanted criminal. He gets arrested by ICE and they're out there protesting to try to keep him. And this is how Time magazine writes it. ICE arrested a beloved school superintendent. The community rallied behind him. Oh, I bet they did. They're morons. I'm not surprised exactly. To those who know him, Superintendent Dr. Ian Roberts is an integral part of the school community and a former principal of the year. But the Department of Homeland Security, he's a criminal alien and a threat to public safety. Well, yeah. What do you mean, to the Department of Homeland Security, he's a, and they put it in scare quotes, criminal alien? Do I need to explain word by word what that means again? He's an alien, and he's a criminal. He wasn't allowed into the country, but he's here anyway. You people made him superintendent of the school. Does that mean that the crimes that he's committed don't matter anymore? Is that how this works? I mean, replace criminal alien and threat to public safety with literally any other crime. It genuinely makes no sense. What are they even saying? To most people in the community, he was a beloved children's entertainer. But to the police, he raped and killed a bunch of boys. John Wayne Gacy Jr. He was a beloved clown at children's birthday parties. But to the police, he was a mass murderer and serial killer. Yeah, no, he was. I don't care what mask he put on in front of people in public. Yeah, he was a criminal, in fact. To the Department of Homeland Security, he's a wanted criminal. Yeah, he's a wanted criminal. What? Time Magazine. Time Magazine wrote this article. those competing descriptions. Those aren't competing descriptions. There's nothing competing descriptions about, though. They're both absolutely true. These are not mutually exclusive. They're not even contradictory. He both is a criminal alien. He is a threat to public safety. He is a wanted man and an illegal migrant. All of those things absolutely true. He's also beloved by the hysterical leftist liberal morons that hired him. Yeah, both of those things are true. They're saying it as if that first part would somehow contradict that second part. Because, like, they're operating as if we live in a world where the people that we entrust with the education and care and well-being of our children would, like, be outraged and shocked when they found out that he's a criminal alien. That's not the world we live in anymore. So there's nothing contradictory about that. I say again, if this gets investigated and they really, like, get down to the bottom, I would not be surprised if this school board deliberately withheld evidence. They knew who he was, but decided to hire him anyway as a political statement. And I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, didn't even do background checks deliberately because they knew the answer. Either they did background checks and ignored it. That's bad. Or they didn't do background checks for the person they hired as a principal and later a superintendent. Which is worse? Which is more likely? I think it's more likely these people hired him on purpose because he was an illegal immigrant, because he was a wanted fugitive. That's who these people are. They think that makes you a great person. They think that means you're, you know, a victim of oppression that can understand the worldview of non-white students better. And then they have hundreds of people out there protesting. Protesting the deportation of this guy. Bill Malugin reports, a senior ICE official tells Fox News that ICE arrested the superintendent of Des Moines, Iowa, Dr. Ian Andre Roberts, who ICE says is an illegal alien from Guyana and an active ICE fugitive with a deportation order since May 2024. And some leftist idiot responds to this. Once again, they're not going after, quote, dangerous criminals. In this case, it's a liked and respected superintendent. Well, okay, I didn't realize. Well, I didn't realize that he was, charming to menopausal white women. Gee, I guess that means he's not a criminal anymore? Do they even know the arguments they're making? That's literally, they're like, yeah, he's a criminal. Yeah, he's an illegal immigrant. But people liked him. They thought he was nice. Okay. Then I'm sure the people in Guyana will be happy to have him back. I'm sure he'll really be able to help in whatever he does there because he's going home, because he's a legal immigrant, and I don't care if a bunch of hysterical leftist women like him. He's going away now. He's going away now. Methylene Blue, buy one, get one. Today only, ends at midnight. Go now, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check
check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.